You are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Messy Mac motherfucking Radio. We back like we never left this bitch. Today's topic, we just a little bit all over the place, and we gonna jump right into it. We are talking about who you can consider as a friend. And it could be anybody. Anybody that makes you feel good is a friend. Air quotes.
Is that true? Because
I said air quotes.
Okay. So that was sarcasm. Yeah. Sarcasm.
Yes.
Yeah. Because just because somebody make you feel good, don't mean you know your friend.
Yeah, that's why I had air quotes.
It's people that are smiling your face and be all nice to talk about you like a damn dog behind your back. People should be fucking ashamed today, Sam.
Get at me, dog.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Most of my friends have been my friends for a very long time, though.
Mine, too.
I got new acquaintances that I'm getting to know, like, just through school and stuff like that. But other than that, most people have been at least 10-plus years in my life.
Mm. And just because you get to know new people don't mean that y'all got to be friends.
Yeah, they might not be my friends. They might just be an acquaintance. They might, you know, be somebody that I could call every once in a while.
Yep.
You know, because at my, like, job, it's a nurse that I got close with, and we still keep up with each other and text and see how we doing every once in a while. I don't know if she's my friend, but she's definitely somebody I know that I would like to keep in contact with.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Have you ever hung out with her outside of work?
We be saying we're going to do brunch, and we haven't done it yet because she doesn't work there anymore. Clearly, I don't work there a lot. So, yeah. If it happens. If it don't, it don't.
You ain't pressed about it?
Not at all. Not at all. So, yeah. Motherfuckers need to learn how to be loyal. That's the thing. And then people be lying so fucking much. That's why you can't be trusting everybody and calling them your motherfucking friend.
Pick a side.
Exactly, because some people don't know how to pick sides. They want to waver in between, like straddle the fence. Oh, I'm going to go on this. Oh, I'm going to this. No, bitch, fall off, okay?
On a rusty nail.
Yep. Exactly.
That was a messed up thing to say.
Hmm. Is it? I mean, they the one teeter-totting on the motherfucking
teeter-tots.
I mean, choose a side. Either you're going to fall off to mine or fall off to the other one.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah, I feel like you just got to know how to act in certain situations.
True. Yeah.
You have to be able to speak up.
That's true.
And speak out.
People, definitely situational stuff. People got to learn how to react. A lot of shit has changed since I've gotten older on reaction.
Of course.
And the way I think and the way I say stuff, what I choose not to address and what I do address. It's a lot different. I also think people don't have to address everything.
Not at all.
Like, motherfuckers know what they done.
Pick your battles wisely.
Exactly. And that's what I try to do. That's what I'm trying to instill in my children, you know. My niece and nephew and my niece and nephews and my two children.
Hmm.
They're not too young to know. Because that's what people is fucking up with. They teaching their kids all these bad habits and they growing up to be fucked up individuals, no loyalty, scandalous than a motherfucker, and I'm not raising no scandalous motherfuckers.
Mm.
So, yeah. Yep. Choose your battles wisely. Be smart. Be loyal to who you loyal to. That'd be the key to the shit.
No, you have to be loyal to who's loyal to you.
Yeah, be loyal to who you want to be loyal to.
Not, it's not who you want to be loyal to, it's who's loyal to you. Because I could want to be loyal to an unloyal motherfucker.
But you chose to be loyal to them because apparently it's some level of trust. But some it's motherfuckers be loyal to their abusers.
True.
So they keep going back no matter how dirty a motherfucker is. That is a toxic relationship, and you can have that in any point in any relationship.
Mm-hmm. Parents.
Yes.
Siblings.
Yes.
Mate.
Friends, cousins, aunts, uncles. People can be toxic in your life, and guess what? You do not have to be kind to toxic people. You can take yourself out of the situation.
True.
You can add, divide, and subtract my ass from the situation.
Well,
Okay. Girl. So, yeah. That's pretty much all I got to say about the friend stuff.
Is that it? That all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it ain't got to be all we talk about because, you know, we still got a lot. We could just keep rolling.
We can keep on rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling with the homies. That was on Clueless.
I know.
If you seen Clueless.
Girl, all the throwback stuff is coming on, and I done recorded the shit out of them. Edward Scissorhands.
That's my show.
Motherfucking Hocus Pocus. Goosebumps the movie. Hook. Like, I got all this shit recorded on my DVR. Ooh,
Hook was good.
Girl, what I'm telling you, I'm probably going to... I watched Hocus Pocus 2 days in a row, and I know I'm going to watch it again throughout this season. Mm. And when fucking Wizard of Oz come on around Thanksgiving time, I'm watching it.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow will make 1 month away from my goddamn birthday.
Damn.
I'm going to be in New York, yo.
Time be to in New fuck York up.
With it.
And bet nobody fuck with her. They get ain't their head bust. Nobody
fuck with me, yo. Motherfucking. You some motherfucking pizza, yo.
I heard they hot wings is good, depending on hot where you're going. Hot wings,
Chinese, with the red sauce.
Where you going in New York?
Everywhere. But I'm going to go to D.C. first and see my father. I've never spent a birthday with him my whole life. So it'll be cool. He said we going to get out in the streets.
Right, and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. So catch me on the East Coast, yo.
Girl, in the
first
next week
in November,
I'ma be on the West Coast.
Ooh,
the next week.
Mm-hmm. Vegas, baby.
I'm telling you, turn up,
turn up
for the Scorpio season. But I'm not a Scorpio though.
But your husband is.
So I'm turning up with him.
Mm-hmm.
These two crazy Scorpios that I know
and that love. You love and love.
Well, really, it's three because my nephew's birthday coming up at the end of October.
Yeah.
His crazy ass. Oh, crazy Maurice.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm telling you, October Scorpios and November Scorpios are different.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I can say for sure that October Scorpios have anger issues and they will fucking flip on some shit.
I agree.
They will destroy some shit with their hands.
But I think Scorpios, period, will flip on some shit.
Yeah.
Because I know my husband will flip on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't even a Scorpio thing because I done flipped on some shit and be on straight bullshit sometimes.
Maybe and that's just inner anger issues.
I don't know because I know I be on some bullshit because when I flip, I don't even be wanting to make eye contact. I just be flipping. And that be with anybody. Don't make no motherfucking
sense. Well, just know
sense.
If you ever meet Mess and she's not looking you in your eyes, she talking shit to you. So don't get offended. We told you here. You heard it here first, Messy Mac Radio.
She not looking you in the eye.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
She don't look you in your eye. She talking big shit.
And see, that's how you know who your friends are, because they be sensing the vibe like, okay, this motherfucker tripping.
Right before we started, y'all, she started talking shit. And I was like, are you okay? I was sitting over here mugging the shit out of her, like,
and I was looking straight.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, she's really talking shit. So just, that's a warning for you people.
That's funny as hell. And all my close people be knowing, like, okay, so she on some bullshit right now. They be just looking like, really? You gonna really do this right now? And I just be like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm sorry, man. My bad. So, you know, player fuck up. Sometimes we fuck up.
All players fuck up.
Yeah. But I ain't a player back. No more.
We bounce back. You can still be a player. You ain't got to be having sex with people.
Player.
You can just do player shit.
I'm a finesse and I'm a fly dresser.
Oh,
I like that. Okay. Random.
Speaking of player shit, if you ain't already been on it, maybe I'm just late. I think I am late. Don't talk back to me. Don't talk place talk that shit to me. But
don't do play talk that shit to me.
Speaking of player shit, make sure y'all go download, stream, upload, download, share Larry Jones music.
Girl, I thought you was about to support the baby in his new CD.
Oh, no, nah, he's trash.
Don't nobody know who Larry June is.
Okay, mark my words.
I got his CD on my phone, thanks to her,
One
though.
CD.
Yeah, I don't know him. I got to fill him out. Damn.
Yeah, that's why you need to download all this shit. Download all Larry June's music. He's on some real pro shit.
Why would I download somebody all shit and take up my space if I don't know the motherfucker?
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to get to know it.
But please.
I love West Coast raps.
Exactly. He's from the Bay Area.
I be in love with the West Coast rapping.
Yeah, make sure you listen to that. That's some feel good music, real shit. It ain't the shoot 'em up, bang bang, gang bang.
Like, yeah, the listen baby. To Ethan fake ass too.
Nigga. That nigga's fake.
Who?
The baby.
No, he not. She a hater, man. But she like Kanye, bitch ass.
So that nigga got a flat ass head.
Who support Trump?
That nigga got a wide flat ass head.
None of the real niggas though.
But that nigga got a wide flat ass head. He got dropped on his head.
These ass niggas. These coon ass niggas.
No.
That's the type of niggas she like.
Nah, I like real niggas. I don't like niggas dressing up like the peanut man.
Who's the real niggas that you like?
I just told you one.
Name a few.
Nipsey.
Okay, don't start. He don't account for that.
That's who I
you
love.
Need to
love
name
Nipsey.
Some other ones because you love Kanye, bitch ass.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And let's talk about that. Talk about this fool. I wasn't.
You just
bring
mad
it up.
Because you didn't. You
I
not put on the player shit yet.
But this motherfucker,
you're
know,
not on the
his,
player shit yet.
Having his occult meetings that he has. You know, and covers it up to be
your job. Everybody's a cult is a job too.
Okay, either way, and he's up here
a cult can be anything.
People about how the Republic Party released the slaves, and you know he got a real big uproar.
He's talking shit right now.
He started talking about how he supports Trump and how he doesn't pick by color and he has a right to his own opinion. Well,
he
keep
does.
Your fuck ass opinion to yourself. We do not want to know, Kanye. We don't.
He's just saying this stuff because he has a platform and he has millions
this motherfucker,
of people.
He be saying
if you had, if we had millions of people listening to us, you would say what the fuck you want, right?
Listen, you gotta watch what you say because listen, when you got
you don't
millions
have to watch
of
shit.
Followers,
you don't watch what you
listen,
say. I don't watch
I don't
what say.
I don't have a millions of followers. If I was in the public eye and know that people are so simple minded that they will listen to whatever
that's them,
I'm saying,
that's their problem for being simple minded.
I'm not gonna try to preach to you to listen to some stupid shit. For one, I wouldn't follow him
anyway.
He
can say
what
he wants. I'm talking about him as a music man.
Okay, so you like him as a music man and not a person?
He's a cool person. He can say what he wants. He's just unapologetic.
He's ignorant.
That's your opinion. Just like he has one.
Now, keep on. Who else you like? Who's else these simps?
Larry June's not a simp.
I didn't say June was a simp. I said who else?
You asked me who I like. I said Larry June.
Okay.
Nipsey.
Okay, yeah.
Of course.
Nipsey don't count.
I don't. Mozzie is cool.
Nigga.
I like the way his voice sounds, but he be talking about too much reckless shit, so I don't support that. I don't like none of these fucking
hold
young.
Hold on. We're not about to talk about Mozzie, okay? Okay. Don't be disrespecting. Who the fuck rap like that?
Airy rapper.
You like Future.
Not no more.
And
where the fuck is Future?
This motherfucker
Future,
just
where are you at?
Room.
Where are you at, bro?
He about to bring out some new music in here.
Oh, fine.
Room.
Again? Okay,
and he
cool.
Talking about some, yeah, he just fucked a bitch. She had his baby. He ain't even know or something similar to that.
Well,
some
damn.
Stupid shit.
These are my confessions.
He about to have a baby by me, baby. Oh, so now that we, okay, so you see how Ja Rule was talking about the nigga 50?
Mm-hmm.
That was fucked up.
He just said three nice things about him.
That wasn't nice. He said he had a big ass head. He's a horrible father and some other shit. It sounds like some hating shit.
So
to
50
me.
Cent been talking shit about Ja Rule for
fuck
years.
Fuck him.
So he can't see. That's the thing. You one of them motherfuckers.
Fuck him.
And I'm gonna tell you, you one of them people
listen,
that like to talk
listen,
shit and you think can't nobody say nothing back to
listen.
You.
Listen.
You crazy out your mind, man.
People always can say stuff back.
So
people
why you getting mad because he said something back?
But he started it just now.
It doesn't matter. It's
this
an
nigga,
argument.
This nigga talking all this shit.
He didn't start it.
50 come
50
from his
Cent
head,
been talking shit about
be
him.
Going in the corner somewhere.
Oh, 50 Cent been talking
about
shit.
Where's his money at, though?
It don't matter. He been talking shit about this man for years.
He need to boss up because he been talking about 50 for years. They are arch nemesis.
Okay, so why are you surprised?
Nice or not said anything.
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. He shouldn't have said nothing.
You picking sides for nothing.
He shouldn't have said
nothing. This has been a decade. This has been a beef forever.
But I've always had a side.
You always been on 50 side.
I've always been on 50 side. Oh,
okay, well, that's
side.
Who side you on. But I'm just saying, I don't
I've
think
always had a
he
side.
Should be faulted for coming back with the comeback.
Where did he come back from?
Clearly something that has you bothered as a 50 Cent fan.
Listen.
Something has
Let's
you bothered.
Let's talk about how motherfuckers love 50. First
I love
of
him
all,
too. He cool.
I'm talking about you. I'm
yes,
talking about you.
I do.
So,
I've
let's
never
talk
said,
about
go
that.
Ahead, go ahead.
Let's talk about how motherfuckers really love 50 and
I
admire
do.
Him
I
over
do.
Here.
I am
so
admitting
why she
that.
Being boozy.
I'm okay. not being boozy.
But
I'm definitely admitting
you
I love 50
coming
Cent.
Back from something, but he was on a show, and I know they was being messy when they asked.
Of course, it was a messy show.
It was
show.
All about
Andy Cohen live.
But at the same time, you know how they say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. I got enemies. Bitch, I'm not about to give you no kind of attention. I'm not about to say your name. I'm not about to drop nothing on you. Fuck you for life. That's just what it is. And that's what I'ma say. I got motherfuckers I don't like and motherfuckers that don't like me. You think I'ma air their motherfucking name on here and get them some clout? No, fuck them. I ain't got nothing nice to say, so I don't say it.
Well, that's you.
He said niggas got
them
big
niggas
ass
is
head.
From
he
the East Coast, yo.
Head, man.
They don't give a fuck.
I just think
they gonna funk and they gonna be
fake as fuck right now.
How am I fake when I never said nothing?
She love 50 though.
I never said nothing bad about 50 Cent. I said Ja Rule has the right to talk shit, is what I said.
Suspect. But I ain't got the right to talk shit about Kanye.
I said you do.
When I talked about Kanye on that one show, you called me arrogant and ignorant and got real offended. But all of a sudden, Ja Rule can say what he want.
Yeah.
People sounded real fake over here.
You can say what you want too.
She got offended when I was talking about this.
Yeah, because I have
clown.
A personal opinion. I have a personal opinion just like you, just like Kanye, just like 50
Sit
Cent.
Sit your ass down.
Just like Ja Rule.
Sit your ass down.
So
That's
it doesn't
all
matter.
I'm say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Like I said,
she
everybody got.
Bullshit.
Hell, on bullshit.
She be on some bullshit. She got a double standard over here.
I don't have a double standard because I never said fuck 50 Cent. Now, if I said fuck 50 Cent.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about how when I was talking about Kanye that time and you was calling me arrogant and ignorant, you was hella offended, bro. But now you appear justifying. And then
I believe
about,
we was talking. I believe we was talking about how when his mother passed.
I believe I said he was ignorant and arrogant. And you was like, you arrogant. You ignorant.
Yeah, I didn't say ignorant. I don't believe, but I did say arrogant.
You definitely said arrogant.
Arrogant for sure. I'll take that.
So.
Sorry about that.
So.
To me admitting people, that I said something.
People can have their opinions. And
that's what I'm saying. So why you mad?
Mess got her opinion.
You do. And that's what makes you you.
I want her to know that.
I know that. And if anyone has an opinion.
Listen.
It's Mrs. Whitsett.
Listen. Ja Rule need to revive his career or shut the fuck up.
He ain't got to shut up.
He need to boss up or shut
it's
the fuck up.
It's about time he's saying something is what I'm saying.
He been saying something. You don't see that shit on Instagram and shit?
Yeah, that's today. That's new.
No, period. I follow both of them on Instagram. They be talking that shit. He be talking that shit.
Exactly. Stop right there. You said they. They, as in both of them,
so
are talking shit.
Get on national TV. And slaughter this man. I don't want him going to crime.
Well, that's just what he got. That's what he got to deal with.
You know what I'm saying? But they do be
don't play talk that shit.
They do be,
but he has a right to. He has a right to.
And he be talking his shit. I'm just like, okay. I seen that shit in the shade room. Like, wow, it's really now. It's about to be an internet war again.
Yep.
A part of me think that they do this shit for ratings. Period.
Yeah, that's how Ja Rule gonna stay relevant.
What if they really like hang out on the low?
They probably do.
Kind of like how 50 be talking about Floyd, but they was friends.
Yeah. I mean, they probably are. To be honest, just because, you know.
You never know. I just hope if we get rich and famous that we don't be on that fake shit. But I know if I get on TV, I will not be a fan favorite because I be talking my shit and they ain't going to like me and I ain't going to give a fuck.
It don't matter when we get rich and famous. I don't feel like I'm famous now.
I be talking my shit now and don't be giving a fuck.
Yeah, so just imagine when we got millions of people listening and you just want to serve person. You want to serve motherfucker to know something. You going to say it on Missy Mac Radio. And then we going to be in the shade room. We going to be in the shade room.
Say your famous line.
What the fuck you got to say to me? Huh? What the fuck you got to say? I wish I had them teeth missing at the bottom. Right. That's who I should be for Halloween, that dude.
Off of Harlem. I told the kids to bring me bad luck. I'm going to stick you, and I'm definitely going to stick this little bad luck motherfucker standing here.
Standing here. That nigga was sticking his tongue through the gap and shit.
Damn.
It got a little heated tonight. Today.
This was fun. You know, we always do this. We it's always literally do this. Heated in this room. Like,
yeah, I know. We always do that. Always twists my words.
No, we don't. But we always two different people that got our own opinion, and I like that. We don't be like, me too. Oh, God, we both like red. No, she's hell a crab, no. First of all.
I don't like that shit. Red means stop. In danger.
Yeah, motherfucker, stop. Ward. Beware. Ooh.
That's not a peaceful state.
Who said red gotta be a peaceful state? Blue ain't peaceful.
It's very calm. The calmest color on the spectrum. Is it? Yes.
Is it?
Yes, look it up.
Is it?
Look it up. The calmest, mellowest color ever.
Unless you're talking about sky blue, that might be calm.
It's still blue, baby. Just like them beats. Them beats on your head is blue. I think
of thunder. I got these for free.
You think of thunder? Who the fuck see blue thunder?
When I think of blue, I think of thunder. Dark clouds.
They're black.
Dark clouds. No, they're midnight blue. Okay. I think of a dark black ocean with many of dangerous fish. Mm-hmm. I think of killer whales. I think a bunch of crabs in a bucket trying to get the fuck out.
But ain't crabs blue?
Blue crabs are. But guess what? When you boil them, they turn red, motherfucker.
Yeah, because you killed it.
Just know that.
You put death to it with in your red.
What kind of blood come out your arm?
Red.
Exactly.
It's blue when it's alive and do we have flowing
healthy. Do we have true, though? Because they say when they hit oxygen, it changes color. But when you inject a needle in your arm and that blood come out that syringe, don't know oxygen get in there and it's still red.
It might be oxygen inside the little bottle thing.
Whatever. I'll wear blue and she'll wear red.
Take your L, yo.
Ain't no
take your L for the night because she coming
telling
at me
about some colors.
Yep.
Just know that red and blue are both primary colors. You can't mix them to get that color.
Exactly.
Just know that.
I know that. I think we all knew that. Learned that in elementary school and art.
Did you? Did you?
Red, blue, and yellow.
Yep. Those are the primary colors.
Sure are. Well, thank you guys for listening to Missy Mac Radio, whether you were listening to us when you were getting up in the morning and putting your eyebrows on with the concealer, whether you are at the gas station getting that gas when you know you should have got it last night because now you late because you had to stop in the morning and get gas. Whether you're at work sitting behind that computer and your calls ain't in queue yet, so you listening to us because you ain't got to talk to nobody. We always appreciate her face.
Just know we not having no quiet storm after this.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.